You're listening to SBS News.
There were dramatic scenes on the streets of Hong Kong when police unleashed tear gas and water cannon against hundreds of people objecting to the security law. The defiant crowds are continuing to fight for Hong Kong's independence, chanting "Resist until the end." Officers began to use their new powers on demonstrators, stating there were at least 10 violations of the new law. Events were also held to mark the 23rd anniversary of the British colony's handover to China, including a flag-raising ceremony. Hong Kong's autonomy is part of the One Country, Two Systems agreement, but once it was returned to China in the 90s, questions were raised about freedoms. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has hit back at disapproval of the law.
We've heard much criticisms from home and abroad on the law, alleging that it is undermining one country, two systems. But it's definitely not the fact. Actually, it's the total opposite. The Central People's Government would like to continue and improve the principle of one country, two systems through the national security law, so that the stability and prosperity we've enjoyed during the past 23 years would continue.
The United Kingdom is concerned the security law breaches a joint declaration giving millions of residents an offer of British citizenship. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has vowed to uphold a promise to give British nationals in Hong Kong a path to citizenship. But international relations expert Professor Victor Gao is sceptical about the British government's offer to help the people of Hong Kong.
If you really compare Hong Kong with Britain, lots of people in Hong Kong do love Hong Kong because it's a very, very good place to do business and to live, very low taxes. I think the people of Hong Kong are very pragmatic. They probably would not choose to leave Hong Kong for Britain to start with.
Former Hong Kong Governor Chris Patten says China needs to be held to account for the sake of liberal democracy.
What I think we should do is work with our allies, Australia, Canada, the United States, Europe, Japan, all of which have denounced what's happening in Hong Kong, and make clear that when China behaves reasonably, that's fine and we'll work with them. When they behave badly, we'll call them out. When they behave badly, there will be consequences, as there have to be. Otherwise, the 21st century is going to become increasingly unstable, increasingly less prosperous, and increasingly dangerous.
China pushed for the security law in an effort to regain stability in Hong Kong after months of protests and violence. The Hong Kong Special Administrative Region Legislative Council member Regina Ip Lau Suk Lee argues the law is needed.
We don't have the offence of subversion, secession, or laws against local terrorism, or laws against foreign and external interference. So we need to block these loopholes in our legal system. Every country has a right to protect itself.
More than 300 people were arrested, with the latest being a man accused of attacking a police officer. The 24-year-old was captured at the city's airport, suspected of wounding police, who are accusing rioters of possessing sharp objects. Australia is considering arrangements to support Hong Kong residents who feel under threat, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a final decision hasn't been made. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.